College campuses should be a safe environment where students come together to share ideas as well as learn. But, unfortunately, higher learning institutions are not exempt from violence. Horrific acts like those of mass shootings do bring the subject of violence on campuses to the forefront. However, it is not just guns that are a concern. Violence at colleges worldwide is not only about random incidents of shooting. It goes beyond that. There are numerous types of violence, including mental, theft, vandalism, sexual abuse, and physical violence. According to the Sexual Misconduct and Perceived Campus Response Survey, approximately 1 in 3 women and 1 in 4 men have experienced rape, physical violence, and stalking by an intimate partner in their lifetime. Only by understanding what violence is are you in a position to stop or prevent it. Physical violence. Physical violence includes the following but not limited to: damage to property, physical assault, and shootings on campus. Psychological violence. It is why one party induces fear in another student and causes them emotional anguish, and they could use this as a tool to control them. Stalking is an excellent example. A person's behavior patterns and acts harass and intimidate another student, and they fear for their safety. Sexual assault. It is a particular type of sexual harassment that involves actual or attempted sexual contact with another person without their consent. It includes rape, fondling, and statutory rape. Violence based on racism. This generally shown disregard for human life and can cause the other party emotional anguish. Violence based on racism can result in bodily harm, injury, and sometimes even death. This type of violence is considered a hate crime. Violence based on homophobia. Homophobia is the hatred or fear of gays. It can sometimes lead to acts of violence and other expressions of hostility. Never take your safety for granted. Always be aware of your surroundings. For most institutions of higher learning, safety is a priority, but even with that, there are some additional ways to improve your safety. Become familiarized with the school's campus safety office. Every school has one, and you should make the most out of it by utilizing the services. Get all the information you can get about their office hours, telephone numbers, and the services they offer. Take extra caution at night. On average, crimes such as sexual assault usually take place at night. Even though you should not be paranoid that danger is around the corner, you should not walk alone at night. You can call campus security to give you a ride. On social media, maintain privacy. Social media is a great way to connect with people, but with everything you post, be aware of who can view it. Avoid geotagging on photos as it reveals locations to strangers. Learn to defend yourself. Physically knowing how to protect yourself can be very empowering. You feel safer and more confident, especially when you are alone. You can sign up for self-defense classes from a professional instructor.